Hi, I'm Gil Headley, and I'm the proud sponsor of the Anatomy and Movement Channel. Welcome. This conference is important. It's both groundbreaking and ground-building. Literally hundreds of thousands of us have gathered here to expand our experience of embodiment, and in so doing, evolve the embodied experience of our world. Embodiment is a practice that anchors us consciously into that which is common to us all, our human body. Regardless of our differences, and we have them, we all live out our lives in a body, and we're all connected by that shared experience. I've been developing integral anatomy for the past 25 years. I believe the human body is not a problem to be solved, but rather a gift to be received and explored. Integral anatomy is an approach to understanding the whole body, which emphasizes textural layers, continuities, and relationships. We notice differences not to create separation, but to appreciate that which unites us all. I'll be presenting here on the Anatomy and Movement Channel, as well as on the main stage, and I hope you'll join me to explore the heart of inner space. And for further study with me, check out my website, gilheadley.com. When you join my site, you'll automatically receive 3 free full-length courses because I'm on a mission to share what I've learned through my own deep exploration of the human form. And I'm certain that these courses will enhance and transform your own embodiment practice. I hope you enjoy the presentation.
I'll start off with a quick intro about what we're doing, and then you can see we've got a big screen TV here that's going to be playing a lot of demo videos that we've shot over the past 6 months. So I'm Ryan Ford, as Julie explained earlier, and this is my girlfriend, Taylor. She is going to be demonstrating some of the movements that you see up on the big screen. So we wanted to kind of show that you can do this stuff at home, or at least you can do some of it in some form at home. But we also want to encourage you guys to, you know, go outside and get some vitamin D and get some sun and explore your parks and your public spaces because they are, you know, in these times now, we don't necessarily have easy access to a gym or like we did before, but you can still go outside and you can still explore your environment and use walls, benches, rails, all kinds of stuff to not only get stronger and more mobile, but to just become more in touch with your environment and get out there and explore. So I'll go ahead and start it off now. I wanted to start with just a quick story or background of our past 6 months because like I'm sure a lot of you have experienced, it's a strange time. And for me especially, we've been through some adversity. I do have a few gyms. They're called Apex School of Movement. And we teach parkour and tricking, acrobatics, circus type stuff, strength and conditioning. And back when the pandemic hit in mid-March, we had to shut down one of our locations for at least a month or two indefinitely. And it became increasingly clear that we were not going to be able to reopen it. We were not going to be able to keep paying $12,000 a month in rent with an indefinite complete cutoff of revenue. So after a month or two, we had to make the really tough decision to shut it down. Luckily, we still do have a couple locations. Apex Denver is still running strong, Apex San Diego as well. But our location here that was closest to me in Boulder, Apex Louisville, we had to shut it down. So in March and then April, May, June, into the summer, we found ourselves here with no gym. And what we had to do is get back outside, and we decided to start building up my YouTube channel again with a lot of these demonstrations of movements that you can do outside at parks, anywhere. And the goal is really to show that you can get outside, even if your gym is closed, even if you don't have access to a gym or a coach, you can just go outside and you can use these resources online to kind of guide your training as long as you're safe and smart and you can keep moving through it. So what I wanted to do is go ahead and jump right into it. I'm going to play some videos up on the big screen here, and Taylor's also going to be demonstrating in the background. I may occasionally pause and encourage you guys. And actually, I do encourage you guys to follow along and try as much as you can. You probably can do a lot with just some open space on the floor. If you've got access to a high bar or a pull-up bar or a kitchen counter or some basic things, you can see these are actually ground rails is what we call them. They mimic a handrail that you can find outside, but they're low to the ground, so it's safe to kind of learn with. And you can go to a hardware store and build these for like $50. They're a great tool that you can use at home for balancing. Actually, Taylor, can you show me some balancing real quick? Just in case you're wondering what I'm talking about. We use these to balance on. This is a sideways balance. You can walk along it. You can squat down, you can turn the other way and face forward. So we do a lot of stuff like that. But we're gonna go ahead and jump into some of the more basic stuff first. So I'm gonna play this playlist here on YouTube. You can actually look it up later on if you wanna see all, I think there's 164 videos. We won't get through all of it today, but we're gonna go ahead and start and get through as many as we can. So again, follow along, try some of it at home if you can. If not, just listen and I'll give you some tips and explanations and info on each one as we move through it. So I'm gonna go ahead and hit play and we'll get going. So this is the full squat. And you can see here, of course, you can do this at home. I encourage everybody to do full squat more. A lot of people find that they can't do this. Maybe their heels come up off the ground like this and they're kind of a little shaky or they struggle to get in that deep position. If you get better at full squat, it's gonna be a lot better for your parkour training. Also just in general, if you do any sport, the better your full squat, the more mobile your ankles and hips and everything get, you'll probably experience less injuries and you will probably perform better. So I encourage you guys to try this when you're eating dinner, when you're watching TV, when you're working on your laptop. I'm actually here at home right now. So we're gonna show you guys how you can do this stuff at home. I often sit right there in that corner working on my computer. And I move around from full squat and seiza sit and all kinds of weird positions, getting up and down off the ground. It's a very easy lifestyle thing you can do to increase the mobility in your lower body and just get stronger as well. So that's the full squat. And actually, if you struggle to do it on flat ground with your heels flat on the ground, you can either get a little rampy thing or you can even just make it out of a book, a couple books or a platform elevated on one side and you can make this kind of ramp type thing and that will allow you to keep training. So yeah, that's one quick thing. I really encourage a lot of our people, our members and students to do much more often than maybe you're used to. So that'll help you with all the stuff that you do. And then this is kind of like the next progression is to actually do your full squats. And again, of course, you could do this anywhere at home and outside at the parks. All you need is flat ground. There's a couple ways to do it, but that was the basic one right there. So now we're gonna move on and this is a passive bar hang. So I'm actually gonna walk around here with my screen a little bit so you can see how we use some of the stuff here at home. Actually, we've got a loft up there. So Taylor's just hanging on this really kind of makeshift thing here and you can work on your passive hangs there. Also, I'll show you real quick. It is nighttime here in Boulder, but you can see out there on our balcony, we have a pull-up bar. So you've got a high bar. And this is another thing I really encourage everybody to have at home. So if you can find a way to get a pull-up bar and just relax into some basic hanging and maybe even eventually doing pull-ups and whatnot, this is a really great way just to accumulate more fitness, strength training opportunities at home throughout the day. Just a set here and there can be a great way to build up your upper body pulling strength. So I highly encourage people to start with the passive bar hangs and then eventually you'll be building up to pull-ups and chin-ups and some of the other things like that. So we'll keep going here. You can see outside at the parks, you guys can use a tree branch or a lot of playgrounds have high bars that you can adapt to do all of these kind of things as well. So we'll keep moving along here. And next up this is called a wall support. So this is a huge one in parkour. Go ahead and pause real quick while I show you how we might do this one at home. So you can see Taylor is just using our kitchen counter to hop up into the same thing that you see on the TV here. So in this form, I'm doing it outside at a park on a waist-high wall, which is conveniently very similar to your kitchen counter or maybe something else that you have in your home. So in this one, we're just working on some basic upper body pushing strength because in parkour, one of the key kind of practical strength-based movements that we do oftentimes is you grab onto a wall and you've got to be able to pull yourself up and over. And that once you get into this kind of support position, the next step would be to get your feet up on top. And then you actually climbed up and over a wall, which is a really key skill, like I said. So that's another one you can do oftentimes at home, spread out little sets throughout the day just to accumulate more time working out, getting stronger with your upper body pushing. Next up, go ahead and show that up there. So once again, I encourage you guys to find some form of a high bar or something you can hang on at your house. You can also get pull-up bars that install into your door frames. So you could buy those online and install them in your door frame and also get a lot of work with your upper body pulling strength. So again, climbing up a wall or getting up and over a fence or a gate is a very key skill. You find these shapes outside in the urban environment all the time. If you're familiar with a muscle up, like they do in CrossFit or gymnastics, they oftentimes use rings or a bar, and they do that same kind of like pull up into a support position. That doesn't happen, or you don't come across rings and bars outside in the urban environment very often. So what is maybe a more useful form of the muscle up is actually the climb up. So if you find a wall or a fence or a gate or something that you're trying to get up and over, that's a climb up. So it's like a muscle up applied to more common shapes in the real world. Next up here, go ahead and back up. So this is one of our basic jumps. So as you get competent with your squatting, you can also move on to some basic jumping. So this isn't maybe not the best setup right here, but again, we just wanted to show that if you're creative and resourceful, you can do a lot of this stuff at home. So again, if you guys are at home watching and you have some of these shapes in your living room and you want to follow along and try some of it, this is the box jump, box jump with a step down. So at first I really encourage people to jump up, land with control, and step down gently rather than doing the rebounding version, which actually looks like this. That's a little more impactful, and I usually reserve that more for like intermediate advanced athletes. So we got our basic box jump. Again, you can see outside here, all you got to find is a basic bench or a wall. Anything from like shin high to knee high is a good place to start. But eventually, actually, I'm going to pause this, and Taylor is maybe ready to go on. As you guys progress and you get stronger and more powerful, you can see that you can actually move up. This is like a waist high wall for Taylor. So that takes a lot of power to jump up on top. Thank you, you can come back. So that's one of our basic jumps when you're getting up on top of an obstacle. There's all kinds of variations we can do on that as well. But let's go ahead, keep moving along. We're just gonna try to get through as many of these as we can over the next 20, 30 minutes. Next up here, so this is our knees to elbow. You can see I'm outside at a park. Oftentimes at parks, you'll find these high bars or the, I guess they call them fitness trails sometimes. They have high bars or other random little things, workout stations, where oftentimes they'll give you a couple suggestions or like pictures and things you can try. So if you have one of those, that's another great way you can kind of ease your way into parkour training. Again, maybe before you do a lot of parkour, you can start off with the strength-based stuff. So the parkour-inspired strength-based stuff, which is kind of like one of my main things that I do on my YouTube channel and Instagram. And yeah, so knees to elbows here. Again, I'll give you a quick preview of how you can do this at home, because again, all you need is a pull-up bar or some form of a high bar, something to hang on. You can see we have this out on the balcony. So whenever we want to, in the morning, at nighttime, at lunch, whenever, take a computer break, knock out a quick set of pull-ups or knees to elbows or something, so that rather than thinking of life like, okay, at this time I'm gonna do my workout and then I'm gonna do this and this and this, people kind of, I think they lose out on a lot of opportunities to move throughout the day. So if you can build some of these things into your home life or your work environment with a pull-up bar or, you know, working in a full squat while you're on the computer, that's another great way to slowly prepare your body and get stronger and more mobile for actual parkour. So we'll go ahead, keep moving along here. This is a great one for building up your core strength as well. So if you got to lift up your legs for some reason, like maybe you're going to pull all the way upside down, up and over that bar, you got to start with the basic knees to elbows. So next up, we have a monkey plant. So this one, I guess we'll show over here. Actually, Taylor, do you want to show it on the low first? Yeah. So again, maybe not the most ideal setup, but you can just use a couch like what we have here. And it's kind of like a box jump, except you're using your hands to help you plant up on top of the wall or the low obstacle. One more time, you can see this is about a knee-high obstacle for Taylor, and she's using her hands, just to push up on there. And a common theme in parkour and strength training and the progressions that we work through when we are getting better is to start low. So like start with a shin high or a knee high obstacle, but eventually you can see how the same exact technique that she just showed on a knee high wall, it works the same way on a waist high wall. And you can actually, I've seen people do this on chest high and head high walls as well. So that's the idea, is to start out low to ground on something that's a little bit easier. It's less risky. If you mess up, you don't have to fall as far. Actually, that's a great thing about a couch. Taylor, will you just give me an example of totally messing up and face planting on the couch? So actually way back in the day, like 15 years ago when I was learning parkour, I learned how to do this movement on my couch. Like I kid you not, this is actually how I learned. And I was doing it over the arm of the couch. Can you show me a Kong vault on the arm of the couch there? So I was learning by vaulting up onto my couch, and she just did a good one there. But you can see how if you were to clip a foot or something, you just face plant onto something really soft. So that's a good way to learn as well, is just keeping in mind that if you can find something soft or padded or low to ground, there's various ways that we use to stay safe in parkour and in our strength training as well. So you got to have this gradual or progressive mindset. Start easy and slowly build your way up to things that are more difficult. All right, so we'll keep moving along here. Next up, we've got our wall dip. Okay, so this is shown outside on a waist high wall, but again, it's kind of like the wall support we talked about earlier. If you've got a kitchen counter or something strong, you can just hop up there and then work on your pushing strength. So you can see how this is sort of like the second half of a climb up. Once you've pulled yourself up and you kind of get through that transition on the wall, then you're pushing yourself up. And the last thing you would probably do is actually get your feet up. So go ahead, Taylor, lift your foot up as if you're getting up on the wall. That is called a top out. So from support up onto the wall is called a top out, which is very similar to the monkey plant that we just showed you as well. So we'll go ahead and keep moving here. Try to get through a few more of these videos. Again, we're starting off with some of the basic stuff, but it does get a lot more complicated if you really get into it. There's so many more progressions and things that we can work toward. You can also see a few of the things that we have here at home. In the background there, we've got a couple dumbbells, we've got a weight plate, the ground rails. These are all things that you can use to supplement your training at home as well. But next up here, this is another really common thing we eventually get our beginners and intermediate students training, is the handstand. So handstands don't have to be done freestanding. You can actually, we encourage you to practice it up against the wall. You can see in the video here how Taylor gets up and down from that. And also you can see how you can do this at home. You just need a sturdy wall. And if you were really concerned about this and you're just starting to learn, you could maybe throw down a pillow or something soft. We've got a carpeted floor here, so it's not too bad. But if you were to fall, just keep in mind that you should be able to do that safely. So we got through a few of the more beginner intro level type movements that you can do at home or outside. And now we are gonna have a bunch of random ones that may be intermediate advanced. So Derek, take a look up there. This is a dragon pistol. This is actually really hard. I can't do it myself because it takes so much mobility, but Taylor is really good at these. So of course, this is something you can do at home. All you need is flat ground. And you can see there up on the screen, same thing. So I really like this as well because it teaches you how to find these kind of odd shapes and positions and balancing. Because in parkour, eventually you may find yourself slipping or falling. Maybe one foot has slipped out and you don't know what to do, or you have limited strength and mobility there, and then you get hurt. So if we actually be proactive and preemptively work on some of this stuff before you experience that slip out, you're gonna be better prepared to come out of that bail or fall with no injuries. So something to keep in mind when you train parkour. And then we can't really do this one, but at least you get to see a few of the more intermediate advanced type movements that we would do outside. This is one basic kind of combo where we're learning how to jump up onto a wall and then sprint out as if you were maybe in a time sensitive or speed type situation. And here we've got another form of hanging. So like I was saying before, hanging is great for your upper body mobility. A lot of people were constantly, you know, hunched over in this closed position, and we lack this really like open overhead type mobility in our shoulders and arms and thoracic spine. So the more you can hang, the better, because a lot of people just, they don't get their arms up over their head. And if you do this a little more often, like a couple sets here and there throughout the day, that's going to make you a lot more prepared to do eventually things like pull-ups or chin-ups and knees to elbows and all that kind of stuff. So again, all kinds of ways you can do this on a wall, on a bar, on a tree branch, a playground set, tons of different opportunities. Once you start going outside and exploring, you'll find all of these opportunities. So next up here, this is just another little mobility type movement that we do to develop our full squat. Some people find this incredibly difficult, like I do, because my ankles are so tight, but if I keep working on it, eventually your full squat gets better. Next up here, so this is another kind of shoulder mobility type thing. This is another basic piece of equipment that you can get at home. It's just a wooden dowel or a stick. You could even use a towel or a jump rope or anything where you can grab it and just really like slowly and controlled working through that shoulder dislocate. This is called a shoulder dislocate, and it is intended to basically build up your shoulder mobility. So like I was saying before with the hanging, if you're really tight because you're always like this on the computer and stuff, we need to open that up. You need to get your arms up over your head. So you can do that through hanging or stuff like the shoulder dislocates here. So we'll go ahead, keep moving. This is another kind of advanced one here where you can just see some of the potential of parkour. Most people probably aren't quite ready for this, but you can see how stemming yourself in between two walls could be maybe applicable to certain climbing type movements. Next up here, we are doing squats on the rail. So sideways rail squats. And in this video, she's up on a taller rail, but again, ideally, you guys go to a hardware store and you go find the plumbing section and get some pipes and a couple pieces of wood and screws and elbows, or you could even use grab bars, the things that they have next to like toilets and certain places where somebody might need a little grab to pull themselves up. You can use these at home in between breaks. Actually, when I started parkour, I had a couple of these that I built and kept them in my basement. So occasionally throughout the night or day when I'm working on the computer or watching TV, take a break, do a couple rail squats on your low to ground rail, because if you fall off, lose your balance and fall off, no big deal. If you try this outside on a really tall rail, like waist high, and you slip off, you could actually like rack yourself and hurt yourself pretty bad. So just keep that in mind and try to find something that's maybe a little lower to ground and progressively build your way up to something taller. All right, so we'll keep moving along here. This is a great one that, again, it's maybe a little more intermediate or advanced. So this is ultimately the progression that you're building up for, but a lot of people won't be ready for this. Taylor, go ahead and show it here on the flat ground. You can use a weight plate, works really well, or anything like a kettlebell, dumbbell could also work if you have it. A lot of people aren't ready to do this on flat ground. So what would be a better progression if you were a little stiffer in your hips and everything is you can just sit your butt on a low wall or an obstacle like this and do the same thing, but your hips are elevated. And so it allows you to get a little bit deeper into that range of motion. So this is has a few names like a pancake good morning or a sitting good morning, but it's a really good way to develop mobility in your lower body. All right, so we'll keep moving along here. So next up, sorry, we got the inescapable YouTube ads here. Even on my own channel and my own videos.
I know, it's a killer.
All right, so next up here, a little bit hard to see, but this is a Kozak squat. And Taylor will go ahead and show you how you can do this in your own living room. Okay, so oftentimes we'll use a dumbbell or something. You don't have to use weight, but actually the weight can help you sink into this position and get a little bit deeper of a stretch if you are tight in your hips and your ankles. You can also hold that weight out in front of you a bit more to act as like a counterbalance. If you find yourself falling backwards onto your butt, you can just hold that out and it makes it a little bit easier to get that range of motion. So that's the Kozak squat, one of the best ways to develop your hip mobility. And we'll go ahead and keep moving on here. So this one is, we call it the ostrich walk. It's just a way to work on your pike mobility. Again, all you need is flat ground. You can do this just about anywhere. You might not look just like Taylor when you do this at first. Taylor, pretend like you're a little stiffer. So this might be where you start, but if you're doing the same movement, just as deep as you can get, that's a great way to develop your pike mobility, which is useful in lots of different parkour movements that we do. You don't need to demo this one right now. This is a really hard one, but she's doing that dragon pistol that you saw before while up on a rail. And it takes an immense amount of balancing and mobility and strength to pull this one off. I can't do it myself, but Taylor's pretty good at it. So maybe that's a goal that you aspire to and work toward over many months or even years. All right, next up here, we already covered this one, but you can see she was doing this on a knee-high wall at first. You can do it on a waist-high wall and you just keep progressing it. So a lot of things we do, again, just to really hit this home, it's such an important concept in parkour, is this idea of being progressive and gradual in your training. You don't need to just jump right into things where you risk your body and you might get hurt. It's better to maybe take a step back, check your ego, do something that's easier, smaller, lower to ground, and just find ways to, you know, start out easy. And if you can do that really well and you get it, you nail it 10 out of 10 times or 100 out of 100 times, even 1,000 out of 1,000 times, ultimately that's when you very gradually bump up the difficulty or make the distance farther or make the thing taller. So again, that progressive mindset or that idea of gradualism is so important in everything you do. So if you guys start doing more parkour, just keep that in mind. It is actually a very safe thing to do if you are smart about it. It is easy to get hurt if you aren't thinking, if you aren't being safe, if you're rushing into things that you're not ready for, you can definitely hurt yourself pretty bad. But if you stay cautious and patient and progressive, you can actually work through a lot of things in parkour with no injuries. And it's actually a very safe thing when you do it like that. So up here on the screen, this is again the Kozak squat. We showed this to you before. If you're struggling to do it just freestanding, you can find a bench or a wall or a rail of some sort and just grab on and use a little bit of an upper body assist to pull it off. So I don't want to make you look at another ad here. All right. So we'll keep moving on. And this is an example of a top out. So you can see here, we showed this earlier when she was up in the wall support. We'll go ahead and show it one more time. This is one of the more basic progressions of the top out. Pause it there and show you. Yeah, so another, just to reiterate this thing where we have progressions in parkour. A lot of people don't realize that we actually do break this stuff down. We've got progressions, we've got coaching methods that are very well thought out. And so you don't go straight into the full level 3 top out. A level 3 top out, which is the ultimate end goal or something that a lot of people are working toward, is like this. One more time. You guys can see how her feet and legs come symmetrically through her arms and she lands with a lot of strength and control up on top. Now you might not be ready for that. So instead of going 2 feet up right down the middle, at first you might just get 1 foot up to the side. And that would be what I call a level 1 top out. And then eventually maybe you get 2 feet up to the side, which would be like a level 2 top out. And then finally, over many months or years, you might work up to the level 3 top out, which looks like this. So symmetrical 2 foot landing right down the middle. And then you could even do a single leg landing. Let's see if Taylor can do, this would be an even harder progression. Nice, nailed it. So yeah, there's tons of different ways you can vary all these movements like the monkey plant, box jump, top out, climb ups. There's tons of different progressions and variations, but we're just showing you a few of them today with the intent of you guys just being able to see things a bit differently. So hopefully nowadays when you're out at the park, you can find a rail or a wall or whatever, and rather than just seeing it for what it is, see it as an opportunity where you can try a top out or try some pull-ups or, you know, do a couple things that are going to make you stronger and more mobile.
Ryan, we have a question from Jack. Is there a level 0.5 top out? So if one is foot to the side, where's that gap between just going and having that hold and starting to get the foot up? What are your suggestions for that?
Sure. Let me just pause it here. And Taylor, let's go back to that wall over there.
There's going to be a lot of kitchen action. We've got people looking at their kitchen islands in completely different ways now.
Definitely. Great. So a couple ways you could go about this. First off would be getting into the wall support and maybe just kind of kicking back to feel your hips elevating up a little bit. So you kind of got to get a feel for that basic movement. And then maybe you're ready to get a foot up. And if you can't get the foot all the way up, maybe you just get it as close as you can. And if you keep your toe actively pulled up toward your shin, you won't smash your shin on the corner of the wall. You'll just kind of hit your toes against the wall and then you can come back down. Another way you could work up to this is to actually start with your feet on the ground and do basically like a jump assist. So you could jump assist off the ground and get one foot up. It can be really hard if you don't have that upper body strength. It can be difficult to be able to support yourself while kicking back and getting that foot up. But if you put your feet on the ground and actually jump into it a bit more, that's another way you can at least wrap your head around the movement and progress toward it.
We've got another question here, just because I think this is a nice way to go with something. So how do you decide which skill to work on first? Day one, what do you do?
Yeah, so one way I think about it is very simple way to think about your workouts and how to prepare your body for this stuff is you've got three categories. You've got upper body pulling strength. That would be starting out with your just hanging on something and eventually doing the pull up or the chin up. That's how you develop your upper body pulling strength that you'll need for doing when you grab on a wall and you do the full climb up. Of course, you've got to be able to do a pull up before you can get that full movement. So upper body pulling strength is number one. And then you've got upper body pushing strength, which is going to be like your push up, your wall dip, your wall support. Eventually the top out has that element of pushing as well. Even if you can't do a, so do a basic push up on the ground real quick. So you can prepare yourself for the upper body pushing strength with just your basic push up. If that's too hard, you can do a negative. So you let yourself down very slowly. That's super slow there. And then you can put your knees down and kind of use those to help get back up into the position where you're resetting. And then again, you work on the negative, or this is also known as an eccentric movement because you're letting yourself down, and that's going to help you prepare the strength to be able to push back up as well. That's called the concentric when you push back up. One other way you could work up on your upper body pushing strength is an incline push-up. So if you just put your hands up on something that's a little bit elevated like this, then you can do the same thing. It makes it a bit easier because you have more weight in your legs and then your upper body doesn't have to do quite as much. So those are a couple of ways that we work on our upper body pushing strength, which was number two. So again, to recap, we've got upper body pulling strength, upper body pushing strength, and then the third category would be legs or lower body. So the most basic one for the legs and lower body is what we started out with, so your full squat. Just getting better and more comfortable in this position and then eventually turning it into your air squat. So standing up and squatting back down. And then eventually as you get stronger and more mobile legs, you can do like a pistol. So a pistol squat looks like this. It's like a single leg squat. You can also do a shrimp squat. A shrimp squat is another form of a single leg squat, which looks like this. So, and then you've got your box jump, your broad jump, that are other ways you can prepare your lower body. That was a long answer to a question, but just to recap, we've got upper body pulling strength, upper body pushing strength, and legs or lower body. So three different ways, three different kind of like categories that I would dump these movements into. And if you're trying to build up to some of this stuff, I'd say, you know, do a workout out at the park where you've got one upper body pulling, one upper body pushing, and one legs. So to make that really simple, if you're just starting out, you could do bar hang, wall support, and full squat or air squat. If you're a little more intermediate and advanced, the same kind of method could be just as challenging if you pick different progressions. So if I'm an intermediate advanced athlete, I could do pull-ups, and I could do wall dips, and I could do pistol squats. So again, you've got one of each of those three categories to kind of hit your full body, because parkour is a very full body thing. You can't have any weaknesses. And if you do, when you start training parkour, you will actually quickly notice your weaknesses, your strengths, your imbalances, and all these things that you need to work on. So parkour is this constantly kind of humbling practice where there's always something that's a little bit beyond what you're ready for. And the idea is to not push into that too fast where you hurt yourself, but to gradually build up with progressions and things. So we'll go ahead and keep moving along here. We've got a few other forms of like hanging. This is an active arch hang. So that can be a great way to start building some more upper body strength, and also the back bending arching strength for a bridge. And what I mean by bridge is, we can just show that real quick. This is another great way to work on your general full body mobility. This will be a bridge. And if you don't look like Taylor right away, you might look a little bit more like this. If you're really stiff in your shoulders and arms, maybe you can't actually straighten out quite as well. But even getting to here and just struggling, it's kind of like a fake it till you make it thing. It won't be perfect at first, but if you push up and you work as hard as you can and you try to hold it slowly over many weeks, months, even years, eventually you're going to build up to it and look a little bit more like that. So just keep moving along here. We do all kinds of different movements to prepare our bodies. Obviously at a much higher level, parkour can be quite high impact, and you do need to go through some specialized things to make sure that you don't hurt your spine or your ankles or things like that. So this is actually one way that we work on that in a very slow and controlled manner. I'm actually rounding my back a lot, which this is actually kind of a more complex out there idea, but I'll just touch on it real quick. A lot of times you may hear things like, don't ever let your knees go past your toes. Never round your back when you squat. Blah, blah, blah. Never do this or that. I don't agree with that. I don't think you should have those dogmas. What I think you should actually keep in mind is that in sports and in life, you will hit these imperfect positions where you don't necessarily want to be in them, but you're in them. And if you never prepared anything in that position, you're more likely to get hurt when it does happen, and it will happen in some extent. So we do some things to try to prepare our bodies so that when it happens, we don't get hurt, or we don't get hurt as badly. And we do have a little bit of strength and mobility and control and awareness to avoid the injuries in those quote bad positions. So yeah, I think we're at about 7:40 now. So should we do a
Q&A? Just to open it up. So anyone who's live in the session right now, if you'd like to unmute yourself, if you have a question for Ryan, or if you want to type it, and if you're all thinking and you're shy, I have more questions. But I want to give you guys the opportunity. So whilst we're waiting for that, Ryan, what are your ideas on warming up and warming down, like getting into some of these things and then getting out of them if you've been doing some of this parkour strength and conditioning kind of work, whether it's inside or outside? Small like movements, not, you know, like your break during the day, or if you're like, okay, yep, I'm going out for 2 hours and I'm going to play. So getting in and getting out of it, the warm up, warm down.
Yeah. So for some of you guys, especially if you're new to this, some of these things that we showed you might be a little much if you're cold. And of course you do want to warm up and make sure that your body's working correctly. Everything's feeling good before you do the things that are a little bit harder. So if you're looking for a good warm up, I'd say that depends a lot on what you have available, but at least like if we were warming up in here, we spent a lot of days in here during quarantine back earlier this spring and summer, and people weren't going outside as much. So we had to be creative and adaptable. And I'd say full squatting, all kinds of different full squat mobility. So if you're just here in a full squat, You know, you can go in a wide stance or a narrow stance. You can touch your knees to the ground or one leg at a time, getting some internal, external rotation or switching legs. This is really low impact stuff. And so it's a really good way to warm up your lower body, especially, and develop more strength and mobility in that position, which is a great thing in parkour since we do so many landings and squat type movements. So I'd say create some kind of little flow, just, you know, experiment, try different full squatting movements. And then another great way that you can do pretty much anywhere is quadrupedal movement, or we also refer to that as QM. So there's all different kinds of QM that you can do. Taylor will probably show a couple here. This is our basic forward walking QM. There's a reciprocation. So you're moving your hands and legs, opposite hands and legs together. You can do that forwards or backwards. You can spin around in circles. You could turn it over to a crab walk position, moving in a crab walk forward and backwards. Again, this is really slow, controlled movement. It's a little bit lighter and that makes it a good warm up. So we're trying to warm up the body for these more difficult movements. You could also do a little bit of jogging as a classic. What else we got? Hanging, like we said, hanging and some basic supporting, maybe some push-ups or pull-ups if you can do those. These are all great ways to warm up.
And how about the cool down?
For the cool down, I usually like to throw in a little bit of mobility work, targeted mobility work into the cool down, because you're done with everything and now it's time to develop a little bit more mobility. So again, it could look a lot like your warmups, or you could vary it up a little bit. So different full squatting stuff or stretching like this. This is a good one for your hip mobility. Hanging, any kind of light stretching and just relaxing into some things where, okay, you just did this tough workout and now we want to, you know, just kind of chill and relax. And don't push it too hard. Unless you've got some extra energy, then you can actually, like, a real mobility workout would actually be quite hard, where you're sweating and working hard and maybe even like shaking and like really pushing into deeper ranges. I like to do that at the end of my workouts, but only if I've got enough energy. So I'm really into this idea of, you know, just what's your body feeling like. You don't have to necessarily stick to a certain routine, but if you're feeling good or if you're not, you know, just auto-regulate, do what feels good and relax, and then you cool down, move on.
Cool. We have another question. We have one from Sharona, who's asking, how to measure the distance to the wall from handstand to bridge?
Handstand to bridge. So I think that was the one that Taylor showed a little bit earlier. And we can see her right here. So she's going to push up into a bridge and probably adjust. So if her hands were too far out or her feet weren't close enough to the wall, she can just adjust it there. And then, yeah, that's a bit more of an intermediate advanced type movement. So most people probably aren't even ready for this, to be honest. But this is a great one to kind of build up to over time.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of measuring the distance, it's just to go into the bridge, like where the bridge feels comfortable and you get your first foot up, basically.
Yeah, I would say everyone's got slightly different proportions. I can't give you a definitive answer like X amount away from the wall, but yeah, just push up into a bridge and then feel it out. If you've got the control and the strength and everything, you should be able to feel what is that correct distance to put your foot up on that wall and then gradually walk up.
Cool. And for people who are maybe they know strength and conditioning in a conventional environment, and this concept of going outside and seeing things, and like they're not quite sure. We've seen some great videos. And what are other examples of the kind of urban furniture that people may not think of? Like, I remember the first time someone showed me, you know, like bicycle rail stands, like where you hook your bicycle up. And then when I saw people like moving across the top of them, I was like, wow, like, because I was already in tune with railings, but I wasn't in tune with this idea of like, oh, walking across bicycle racks. So can you just give some people like some ideas maybe of the kind of urban furniture that that you find really useful that people may not kind of be quite tuned into yet?
Yeah, for sure. And just real quick, I'm going to keep playing videos here. There's 170 of these or something on YouTube recently. So you guys can go watch more of these to get more ideas. And just watching them will answer that question. You can see what we're using. So tree branches are pretty underrated, I'd say. A lot of people don't realize that they've got that perfect high bar in the form of a tree branch right outside their apartment. Benches, picnic tables, all the common shapes that you find at parks, you get. I kind of also categorize them in how tall are they? There's the knee-high stuff, the waist-high stuff, the head-high stuff. And depending on how tall it is, it can be used for different things. So obviously a high bar needs to be a certain height off the ground, but waist-high walls and rails are super common and you can use those for a lot of things. This is a parking garage, and actually a bunch of the videos that we've shown here are on parking garages around Boulder. And we found that, especially nowadays, these parking garages are super abandoned. Here's another one in Boulder, different one. And you can see there's never even any cars here. And they're like beautiful views. You get to be out there in the sun. This is just a really cool environment. There's birds flying around and you're up there with some of the wildlife, which is cool. And they've got walls for climb ups. And yeah, I mean, I think a big thing about park restraint training is just being really explorative, resourceful, and creative. Seeing these walls as not just walls to like confine you into a space and avoid, but walls that are actually something you can use to add in and have varied and creative workouts as well.
Cool, thank you. So finally, Ryan, let's just remind people of where they can find out more about you, how they can learn from you, train from you, get all of these amazing resources that you've created over the last decade. So where can people find you?
Yes, so I am most active on Instagram and YouTube. Pass that over there. Yeah, you can find a lot of this stuff for free on YouTube and Instagram. I've also got blog posts and whatnot on my blog, which is parkouredu.org. apexmovement.com is where you can find our in real life gyms. Again, we've got gyms in Denver. So there's Apex Denver and Apex San Diego. And I guess the last thing I would just mention is we also do remote coaching and programming where we design workouts. And this can be more tailored to like strength and mobility and power, or it can even add in some of the skill work for parkour. If you're just a total beginner and you're looking to get into parkour, we have online courses. We do the remote coaching and programming, which I think we're going to drop a link in the chat for that if you're interested. Yeah. And if not, you can also just browse our website and find a lot of free resources as well.
Thank you so much. And Ryan, I know I've seen some of the other hosts do this, and I think Mark Walsh, the conference organizer, is putting together a book of kind of final sentence or sum your thoughts up in three words or one word. Like, what's your final thought to share today about parkour and strength and conditioning? I was like, I'll just play more.
I don't know, for some reason, I don't know why, but this quote was popping into my head. I heard it. I think I saw it earlier today. It's by Richard Feynman, the famous scientist or physicist. And he said something along the lines of, it's okay to say, I don't know, more often. And to connect that, I think there's just too many people in the health and wellness world, fitness, strength training, parkour, they think they got all the answers, but actually this is a very young science and it's still a very new kind of thing. And it's okay to say, I don't know. I don't know everything. I'm still learning. I'm still researching. And so is everyone else. And I think if we're humble and we say, I don't know, and we keep an open mind and then we go out, we try things and we experiment and test it. I think, yeah, that's for some reason, that's just sticking with me right now.
Love it. I like it. And for me, being around researching parkour as well, I think that really resonates with these ideas of humility and exploration and creativity and challenge and growth within it. So I think that's a beautiful way. But before we end, I'd also really like to thank Taylor. There were lots of comments as well in the chat as we were going through, just saying like, she's making it look so easy. And like, so thank you so much, Taylor. And thank you so much, Ryan. And I've learned a ton of stuff this evening. And so this is going to be available for 48 hours now. So share the link. And then after that, there are options for people to buy. And there also now are, I think there are kind of staged payments as well for anyone who's interested in that. So thank you for your time this evening in Colorado. Thank you for everyone who's attended live, wherever you are in the world. And for all those watching on the replay, go outside. Yeah, as Vanessa has just written, like, parkour is awesome. And Nora says, thank you so much. I would never have considered parkour, but now I will. Jack is saying, thanks so much, Ryan and Taylor. Got so much out of this. So yeah, thank you so much. And have a beautiful evening. Keep exploring. Keep training. And thank you for being one of the most generous, avid movement researchers out there. It's always appreciated.
Thank you so much. And thanks everyone watching. And I'm always just an email or a DM away. So if you have any questions, hit me up later.